Welcome to WIN, the Innovation Roundtable, the podcast that explores the dynamic world of innovation, creativity, and groundbreaking ideas. It is a rapidly changing landscape, as you know. Innovation is not just a buzzword. It is the driving force behind progress, growth, and transformation in Westchester County and beyond. Please join us on a journey through the frontiers of innovation, where we uncover the stories, strategies, and remarkable individuals shaping the future. Each episode is a window into the minds of innovators, inventors, and disruptors from diverse fields, spanning technology, business, science, arts, and beyond. Discover the secrets behind groundbreaking innovations. Learn about the challenges of bringing new ideas to life, and gain insights into the mindsets of those who dare to challenge the status quo. This is your source for inspiration, knowledge, and actionable takeaways to fuel your own creative endeavors. I'm your host, Luis Aragon, WIN Director of the Business Council of Westchester, the county's largest business membership organization focusing on economic development and advocacy. With over 1,100 members, it is our mission to work for the profitability of our members and prosperity of Westchester community. To learn more about the Business Council of Westchester, please go to www.thebcw.org. Again, www.thebcw.org. Today, we are honored to have with us Dr. Jeanette Mahoney, Associate Professor of Neurology and Associate Director of the Division of Cognitive and Motor Aging at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Jeanette is a neuroscientist that has spent the last 15 years investigating multi-sensory integration processes in aging and its relationship to many important cognitive and motor outcomes. Jeanette, such a pleasure to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Luis. Appreciate the time.
No, of course. I'm always so impressed every time I introduce you. It really is amazing what you have accomplished. Jeanette, I really wanted to talk to you today about your journey as an innovator and your experience with the WIN program. You are one of the very first innovators that we worked with back in early 22, matching you with Dr. Munyon O'Park from the Burke Rehab Center, part of Montefiore Hospital, to try out to pilot Catch You. So, and it's been such an exciting journey for us watching you work with them and grow together with Burke. But before we talk about the pilot program in and of itself, why don't you give us a little bit of a background on you and why and how you came about creating Catch You.
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you so much. So yes, as you've mentioned, I'm an associate professor here at Einstein, really interested in how the brain integrates sensory information, especially visual and somatosensory. Both are really important for our mobility outcomes. So as you mentioned, I'm the associate director of the Division of Cognitive and Motor Aging. And, you know, our research over the past 15 years has been profound in that we've been able to show how one's ability to integrate visual and somatosensory information is linked to so many important motor outcomes. We started off in the lab using like an experimental apparatus and showing that not all older adults benefit from this multisensory processing, which is important because those that aren't benefiting aren't processing, you know, their real environment on a daily level. Well, so we wanted to know what that meant. And it turns out that those people who we call are not good multisensory integrators were having worse balance. They were reporting a greater history of falls as well as going on to fall more in the future. They were also showing us signs of slower gait. And then we started looking at other things like what about cognition? What about motor? Medical comorbidities? And we started seeing all of these really robust relations. And, our work is all published in the field. And what we came to back in about 2019, when we found out that Einstein was really interested in our work and they wanted to start patenting it, we realized, we had something real here. And it took me a lot of time to realize, like, what would that mean to, you know, to do something other than what I'm doing in my daily job as, you know, an associate professor. And one of our geriatricians, Dr. George, came up to me and was like, after a lab meeting, was like, Jeanette, I need this. I need this in my clinic right now. I need to be able to take out my phone and be able to test these people and see if they're going to be, you know, poor integrators and go on to have all of these poor outcomes that are associated with falls. And I looked at her and I was like, wait, that's something we could totally do, right? And it just started this process of, like, what would it mean to get this to the people? It felt like,
scary?
Oh my God, it was incredibly scary. So as a bit of history, I started off while I was doing all this patent work with Einstein and figuring out what it means and going to my own biotech department, I was like, what is it? What do I have to do? And she was like, well, you could just let us take it from here, or you can start your own business. And I was like, some real business? Well, I already have a job. How am I going to do two jobs, you know? And so I wanted to know more because, you know, I worked so hard on this and I wasn't like ready to just give it up, not give it up, but, you know, like sort of like let your baby go off and fly by itself. So I was like, no, I want to be a part of it. So I started talking to biotech, and biotech was like, well, listen, there's some bioaccelerators. And I was like, well, what's a bioaccelerator? Because I don't know anything other than science at this moment. And they started explaining to me some of the Westchester-based bioaccelerators. And I really looked at the eLab one, which had just started the Westchester, the WCBA program. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to apply for that. So I went and I met with Mary Howard and, you know, lots of great mentors, some of which I'm still in contact with. And I was like, what does this involve? And it was this whole boot camp thing. And I was like, I went up to Mary. I was like, I don't think I'm in the right place. I don't think this is for me. And she was like, no, you're exactly where you need to be. You know, stay here. Let us teach you what it's like to start a business and what it's like to fulfill your dream of getting this to people to help, you know, have them not have to deal with the consequences of a fall. And so I did. And I'm so fortunate that I did, because it was through that bioaccelerator where I was introduced to you guys, to the WIN program, to the Business Council of Westchester. My experiences with you guys have been nothing short of tremendous.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeanette. And we're so lucky to have you as part of the program. But this transition from professor scientist into entrepreneur, right? Not easy. And I imagine that you're still going through that transition, right? Trying to live, you know, both lives, if you will, right? And how hard has that been? How about fundraising and how do you manage to do all that?
You start giving up things. I actually wouldn't even call it a transition. It's more of like a juggling act, Lewis. Like, you know, I work, you know, at Einstein Monday through Friday, and then, you know, nights, weekends, whenever I can, I'm doing stuff for Catch You, really trying to get it out there to the people, trying to find novel ways in which it could be integrated into clinical practice, looking at different Medicare codes. We're fortunate enough in that, you know, because the app itself is only like a 10-minute on your phone, simple reaction time test, it's considered a wellness device that meets that criteria for FDA. So we're fortunate to not have to go through all of like regulatory processes, you know, like trying to get clearance, because we don't really pose any harm to the people to, you know, subject them to this test. So we were lucky that we didn't have to do that. But what we wanted to do, it was very important that in our messaging that we said, guys, listen, we have this test. This test has been linked to, you know, robust literature that's been published in the field that really is a first of its kind quantitative predictor of falls. We want you to implement it in your clinic, but we know you have demanding schedules. We know that we can't just give you one more thing to do. So it was very important to us that we recognize sort of a win-win sort of relationship where we could say, listen, to providers of any sort, like, here's our test. We want you to use it, but we want you to know that it'll be covered somehow now. So we spent a lot of time looking at Medicare codes that, you know, might actually reimburse one for using the test so that the patients and the doctors weren't out of money. But that won't work for everybody. So we're exploring different avenues so that people can find out which sort of model will work best for them, because we want to be able to get it out there. So I just wanted to recognize that.
No, I understand the whole financial angle of it, but there's also the time angle, right? So you need to show to doctors that this is actually going to help them expedite the process, right? So it's not just one more test. So why don't you walk us through a little bit? So I'm an elderly person. I go to the doctor, or I have an issue, you know, with balance. I take this test on my phone that takes about, 10 minutes or so to take the test. And then what happens? Do I get a report? Does the doctor get a report? What are the steps following that? How does this help the doctor?
Sure. So in our very first model, we wanted to be able to sort of target physicians, neurologists, geriatricians, doctors that, you know, see elderly patients on the regular. And the idea was that they could become, they could set up basically their practice and join the Catch You sort of network, have their own community. And then as they have patients, they could either take all their patients or one at a time, upload them to our portal, and basically get their patients to take the test. As the patient would take the test, and like you said, the test takes about 10 minutes, the other couple of questions about their demographics and their medical comorbidities, so that our report can have tailored information for the doctor based on their performance and medical profiles. So what happens is, Lewis, if you were the patient, you would get a text and it would say, I'm your doctor and I want you to take this test. Click this link. You would get the link on your text, on your phone, your smartphone, either iPhone or Android. We have it on both. And you would sit and take the test. And what would happen is your test, assuming that, you know, you were able to do the actual test and there's valid data, your test 3 days later would be sent over to the provider in an email. They'd have a one-pager PDF, and it would have how well you did on this test. And it would basically give an overall show your behavioral data. And then what it would do is have this whole box of recommendations. So based on your performance, if we find out that you're not really integrating well, well, guess what? Now we know that you're at risk for a fall, because we're tapping into a neural network that like a window of the brain that one is not often tested in the medical field. We rely on questions like, you know, do you have a fear of falling? Have you had a fall? Those are the kinds of questions where care plans for fall prevention are made. We're offering the first of its kind quantitative metric where we know that your performance on this simple reaction time test is linked to many motor outcomes based on our research. And once we see, like, Lewis, if you weren't doing well and we provided that impression, we would have a bunch of recommendations for the doctor's consideration. The doctor gets the report, not the patient, because it's a little technical, and the doctor probably knows the patient well enough that they can say, well, you know what, here's a list of 10 recommendations. I think that, you know, 1, 4, and 7 are the best that we should start the Oasis program on. So most of those recommendations
and that involves like maybe exercises or things of the of that nature that would help me not fall, right? Core exercises, things like that, I would imagine, right?
Yes, and you're 100% right. Lots of physical therapy, core muscle training.
And you've gone through this process with Burke, right? So what have you learned through that experience with them? How useful has this pilot that we put together through the WIN program been for Catch You?
It's been amazing. So we started this the randomized clinical trial was like investigator initiated. And, you know, we sort of set the bar really high. At least we wanted to see 300 people. But the problem is we're having a little bit of slow recruitment there. So I think we have almost about between 80 and 90 of the 300 people that we wanted to see. And because we're studying falls and they don't happen necessarily the next day, we knew that this trial would take some time to recruit people, which we're doing now. And then after we get everybody enrolled, we want to study them at least up to two years later. So everybody who's walked mm-hmm. through the doors at Berk, all 80, 90 people have taken the test. We figured out whether they integrate well or they don't integrate well. If they don't integrate well and they're randomized into the intervention, they get a phone call from Dr. O'Park saying, you're at risk for falls. Here are the three or four things that I want you to start doing. And then we call everybody, regardless of if they've been randomized to the control or intervention group, we call them all every 2 months and track their falls. So I don't have data for you because we're still ongoing. But I can tell you that we are seeing the whole gamut, people that integrate well, people that don't integrate well, people that can't take the test, people who fall, just during our surveying them over the past year, since we started last March, and people who have not. So all the data is still being collected. And I expect that, we'll be doing that for at least another year and a half.
That's so exciting. Now, Jeanette, apart from the technical aspect of what you do, there's also the importance of branding, let's say, importance of putting together this business model, right, that you've put together. Like, for example, the name, Catch U, right, Catch letter U. That didn't just happen, right? Somebody had to think about it, and I'm sure it wasn't easy to come up with a catchy name, if you will, in order to succeed, right? So talk a little bit about that side of it, and how did you get there, putting all these little pieces together?
Sure. Happy to. I will not take credit for the name Catch U. That's going to go to my amazing mentor, Lori Lomzak, who actually was my coach during my days at the WCBA. And actually, she was so amazing. She's a pharmacist by trade. She works with Johnson & Johnson and then set out to do her own marketing. So there was lots of times during the business accelerator where we went and back and forth tried to come up with a name. And Lori came up with Catch U. And then we added ... before you fall, because that was the whole thing. I started off when I applied to the WCBA as Viz plus Tact, and everybody's like, what the hell is that? And I was like, what? It's visual plus tactile. It's clear. They were like, the real world is not going to have any idea what that means. And I was like, oh, but it's like a baby name. But no, working with Lori, who's still with us, she's the VP of Sales and Marketing, thank God. She and I came up, she came up with the name, and then we worked on logos and, spent a lot of time working with some people in marketing and designing to come up with, an image, and then obviously the branding and then the website. It's a big deal. All of these pieces, they're accomplishable, but they take time.
And you can't do it alone, right? You need to have people around you with us that expertise, right? So it's so important to have a good team surrounding you for you to succeed.
100%, Louis. I mean, I honestly, between the Catalyst, the Westchester Business Council, between, our relationship here and the the prize money that I was awarded through WIN, which I'm forever thankful for, and, the connection with Berk and, the help from Einstein, it takes a village. It really does. All of these programs have been essential in opening doors and, constant networking. And there's not a day that goes by where I'm like, let me think, I need this. And it's like, quick, let me email, Luis, or maybe I could talk to Dr. Gordon, or maybe, back to Mary or somebody who's like, who can help. I've recently had conversations with, Deborah Novick, and it's just been the ability to have, to be able to talk to people and say, look, I'm in this rut, or I really need help with this. And to have people who actually care that want to elevate you. It's so nice. It's so refreshing. And because it's so easy to be like, I'm alone. I can't do this. That's it. I'm done. Right. It's so easy to throw in the towel, but perseverance is really what it takes.
I can guarantee you that you'll never be alone in Westchester County. The business council will always be there for you. So, let me ask you this question. I know that, you won a prize through the business council, but I also know that you've been able to secure a number of other grants. So talk a little bit about that quickly.
And for a while we just didn't have a budget. We finally have a 2024 budget. We were waiting for Congress to finally secure some appropriations for NIH. So that was sort of scary. But yeah, I do. I have a $4.2 million grant, which I secured almost 3 years ago, which was my first R01, which your first R01 is sort of a big deal, because before that I had a career development award, which sort of walks you through the stages of a junior faculty and how you set up your own grant. But to get your first R01 is to really sort of to be able to start this line for independence. So securing this grant, working with my mentor at the time, Dr. Joel Verghese, which is now a great colleague and friend, to be able to set up my own lab here at Einstein to measure visual somatosensory integration. And, you know, we have data that's hot off the presses that's starting to link this ability of integrating or not to Alzheimer's disease is really huge. And so to be able to sort of work in the moment with Catch You, but know that at the lab, I'm, you know, following new paths, new sort of directions, whether it be Alzheimer's disease or advanced aging through other disease paths. My goal is really to help as many people as I can and to really spread the word about falls prevention, because there are things we can do that I think require just a little bit of attention and time from doctors and various providers. But if we can help so many people, like, wouldn't that be well worth those couple of minutes to learn the process here?
So amazing, Jeanette. And let me tell you, as I age, I'm so lucky you exist, because I'm going to need help pretty soon so I don't fall. Jeanette, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today about your journey. And I am so happy that you are part of the Business Council WIN program family. We're so proud to have you there. And for those listening to us, let me encourage you to visit the Catch You's website, which is www.catchu.net. So again, catchu.net. And for more information on the WIN program, you can also go to www.thebcw.org and click on WIN and learn more about us. We hope to be chatting some more about our WIN partners very soon. Again, Jeanette, thank you so much for having me, for being part of this.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on WIN, the Innovation Roundtable. Be sure to check out the BCW Podcast Network extensive line work of shows, Leadership Unleashed, The Stranding, The Member Spotlight, and Talent Trailblazers. Stay tuned for our next episode of WIN, the Innovation Roundtable.